Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Algo Tulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I won't send roses. Or hold the door. I won't remember.
Anybody flip around on the radio now? You can't really flip around on the radio, can you? Maybe if someone
not
was
if you're
flipping.
Listening to this show, because I wouldn't want to miss a thing.
No, but you ever used to flip around with the analog dial
that you do?
Remember that? And then it would, so and then you
now
go
it's
to
a touch screen.
You have to go. It's a touch screen. You have to kind of punch it in because right. Flipping around and stopping on Robert Goulet. What station is this?
Oh my goodness! If they had that on Sirius while I was flipping around, I'd be like, oh, I'm right in there. Let's go.
Bob Goulet. I still can't believe he was into Vegas. Joe Sebilia, appreciate it. I mean, I'm doing Vegas. I'm going to sit down at the Shimmer Lounge.
I can't believe
Hilton.
You call him Bob.
He said, call me Bob. And then Vinnie Falcone running the show with some great Bob Sachs on bass, who was Wayne Newton's bassist. I mean, that was so much fun. And then Robert Goulet shows up and he looks just like Robert Goulet. You know what I mean? He walks in. It's
right.
Wow,
I would hope
you, no, but I mean, it looks, some guys don't look like themselves.
It's like there's a spotlight that goes on them immediately.
Yeah.
You know,
I get exactly
the guy that we met in the lobby there. Hi, right. Mr. Man. Like, you know, that's it. You don't see anything else. You're very handsome. It's all.
We felt so inferior as male
humans. That guy, he could have asked for anything, and you would have given it to him. He could have said, just give me your wallet. Okay, here it is. Give me the keys to your car. Okay, here
it is. One of those guys. We went down the lobby. Al and I went out. And then there was a guy going, hey, Joe, I work with Vinnie Viola. How you doing? Good. And it was like one of the, and it just as a guy, a handsome dude, man.
Yeah.
This guy was like, but he was like strikingly.
He was an Adonis.
And I think I said to him, I said, what are you, a movie star? Look at you. Like, they always laughing.
Stood on Mount Olympus.
And Al and I felt like really, really like minimal. Male species.
Like, I want to be a person like that for one day.
Oh,
like just to walk
man.
Into a room and command that sort of like attention. Like everyone, everyone is looking at you and
gravitas.
Right. But you know that everyone is looking at you and there's no nervousness. Yes.
We were like little, hey man, good to see you, man. Wow, look at that. Now I was like, hello, Mr. Sir. How are you?
Hi. My name is Albert.
Yeah. And he's the kind of guy that I always want to be like that, where you can look at a girl and kind of go, hey. That's all you need
to
say. Hey.
You don't even need to say anything. You just look. And okay. Like, you could tell anybody in the room exactly what to do. They're going to do it. No question.
You know who could do that? Barry White.
Maybe. But this guy, if you introduced, you know, your wife to this guy and then she like left with him, you would understand. It was like that. Am I right out?
He would look at your wife and you'd go, all right, I give up. Go ahead. She's yours. Thanks for the 15, 20, whatever.
The story I told him is so true. When I introduced Tom Cruise to Kimberly, and Cruise is just a handsome guy and a great guy, just a nice guy, you know. Just Cruise is, and so
I mean,
he's
60 and he still looks 30. I mean,
amazing! It's amazing. Yeah. But we're out to dinner, Il Giardino, Beverly Hills, and I'm there, and then he had to squeeze by our table, you know, and he looked down, and he goes, "Hey Joe, how you doing?" He goes like that, man, just a nice. I go, "Tom, how you doing?" I said, "Kimberly, say hi to Tom Cruise." I really thought he would go, "Hey," and they were going to leave together, and I was going to understand. How do you argue with that if you like
and
leave
what
you?
Year was this?
I don't 90 something. I don't know whatever it was, you know. But I in 94 or something, and I would. Have gone, thanks for the ride, honey. Thank you.
Thank
Tom, have a great time. Great to meet you, Tom. Great to meet you, you know. Send me a picture. Could you send me a picture?
I'll
you
find know? Somebody else. All right.
I'm by myself finishing my meal, you know.
And then all he hears, all by myself. and Kimberly's waving out the window like, thanks, honey. Thank you. Bye.
Oh my gosh! How do you argue if your wife leaves you for
and if you were that guy, if you were that guy in the vestibule in our office building, I would have said the same thing.
But also, to that point, while we're on it's Friday and we're being silly, we really have a show. Don't judge it.
We're being so superficial about looks. No.
But then when you do get cheated on, and some of us may have had that happen, and then you say, who did she cheat on me with? And then you see some.
Yeah, you want it to be an upgrade, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Exactly.
You don't want it to happen
to
you.
That's the word. You want an upgrade.
Right. You don't want it to happen to you. But if it does, if it does, you want it to be a step up. Because if it's not, then it's like Casino. It's like, remember in Casino? When De Niro is trying to marry Ginger and she's dealing with James Woods and he's just a nasty
that's
guy.
A great point. Great
and
analogy.
De Niro's looking at great him analogy. Like, I got all this money. I got looks. I got everything. And you with this skivats. Whatever.
That's right. But then she ends up getting involved in an affair with Joe Pesci's character. Is that really an upgrade?
I would say he would have to understand it. But although in the relationship between De Niro and Pesci in there, it was contentious. Right. But that was a good point because, and James Woods was great. And Sharon Stone and Bobby De Niro and Pesci were great. But it's so true because when you look and then they're cheating on you with some monkey gorilla person, it's like, a Gavone. Like a Gavone. You're going like, what was that? What was that? And is he rich at least? You know? It's like, oh gosh. But it happens. It happens. Yes, and it you does. Know, to each his own. Yes. How about you? Did it ever happen to you, Al, in a relationship like that? No.
No, I've never been in a relationship.
That's because you're smarter than I am because you stayed married. You actually stayed married.
Well,
that's right.
Come on.
But you got all your girlfriends around, so that's it.
Very healthy relationships with people of both sexes.
Yes, you do. Hello. Like at the concert the other day at the Club Binet. You were Club Binet, the Starlight Ballroom.
Starland Ballroom.
Literally. Do you know, I don't want to say anything, this happened years ago, so I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Do you remember what happened in a Club Binet? Do you know, Clay? And why it was famous? And I played there. That some guy, Joe Sibilia, this is a legendary rock club. Now it's called the Starland Ballroom, which is a great place. And we invite everybody to go. However, back in the day, and I played Club Binet just to do a warm-up date there once, and it was great. And it was a lot of fun. But didn't somebody get killed, like, by a cymbal?
I believe somebody died there. I don't know the whole story.
How did he die from a cymbal from a drum set? I mean, was that
that's what happened?
That's the story.
Was it, the guy who put together the drum kit wasn't tight enough? Like Captain America's shield.
How do you whack somebody with a cymbal? Man, I don't know what to think of it.
Hey,
catch this. Ooh, ow.
Took a cymbal to the solar plexus.
I'm telling you. Hey, Joe on the radio, 713. All right, so look at this. So when I tell you half the people they know now at the college campuses were just agitators, we know this. Can I ask the question again, as I always do on the radio?
Sure.
Help me out here. Why did we not know who these people are? Why do we go after everybody? Why do you go after Catholics in church? Why do you go after pro-lifers? Why do you go after J6ers? How are these people going? What's the difference between the George Floyd riots, January 6th, and now, if you're going to use January 6th as an insurrection, was the George Floyd riot insurrection? And how was this not an insurrection? And you know what? Well, it was an insurrection. It was a real insurrection.
Clearly, these agitators want to continue this narrative. They want civil unrest. They want people to be upset and annoyed and doing these things because they know an election is coming. And they want to try and shift the balance of power. They want to either to keep Biden in office or put Trump back in office. Which is it? We don't know. I mean, but they want to stir unrest. That's the whole point of them being there. When you have almost half of the people that were arrested aren't even affiliated with the university, and they're
scary,
chaining up things and causing violence. Again, and all of these politicians are all saying the same thing, and they're right. We have no issue if you want to protest, but the moment you escalate it, and we tell you, look, you have to leave. You've made your message. It's time to go. And they go, no, we're not leaving. We're going to camp out. And now we're going to start destroying property. You've lost your argument. You don't really care about the argument. These universities aren't going to divest themselves of investing in Israel. They're not going to give in to these people's demands. I mean, that's ridiculous. So what are you doing? You're trying to cause unrest. You're trying to get people to go, oh, you know what? It's you know, this, that, and the other thing. I mean, it's not a good situation.
Yeah, but what is just so telling is that this administration did nothing about it. Biden came out and
yesterday, after 3 weeks of all this stuff going on.
It's so scary to watch this guy now. Yeah, I mean, he can't. I don't want to be mean, but oh my gosh, they wheel him out. They put him out there with the teleprompter, and only because of the pressure on that. And then when you look at the two people running for president, and you see Donald Trump is handing out pizzas to a firehouse, and this guy is fumbling through another speech, lying. This shouldn't happen. It just plain shouldn't happen how it happened. And if they are agitators, I'm asking you once, ask you 1,000 times. And I'm telling you, why, if this happened, and this could happen because they let these agitators get on campus, what's going to happen with the 2 million gotaways? Mark Morgan will address that when he's on the show. What with 2 million gotaways? What about that? What do we do about that? Gone. So, yeah, Trump bearing pizzas met with cheers at Manhattan FDNY firehouse. And also, Trump says he will appeal unconstitutional gag order. Liz Peek is going to join us in a moment. Mike Davis as well after day 10. I would, if I was Donald Trump, like he did yesterday, he came out. He talked about the riots and the protests on college campuses. He went to the firehouse. Don't even address this ridiculous trial. Don't even address it. It's beneath you, Mr. Trump. It's beneath you what they're trying to do. This guy, Mershon, and I could say it, looks like he's mentally ill. That's a mental illness that he has, the way he's trying to direct this trial against Donald Trump just for a political takedown. And also, tracking, is there anybody that has the ability in the news media to track, were there indeed White House meetings with a Bragg or a Colangelo, this guy Colangelo, that is now putting together this Bragg case with this Bragg case with the Mershon. Did they meet in the White House? We think they did. And Colangelo's from the Department of Justice. How is that happening? And it happens throughout all of these cases where people, and they say Fannie Willis did she meet with Kamala Harris in the White House? Now the Epoch Times, the Epoch Times reported that. I don't know what to believe anymore. Why can't we get a regular objective news story? You can't. Everything's so slanted. That's why we take these 4 hours on our radio show and try to really talk to you and tell you something that you don't get anywhere else, and that is the truth. A lawyer for Stormy Daniels denies that payment from Cohen was hush money. The case is falling apart right there. And here, this is now we've got Steve Scalise joining us. Here's a headline. House GOP to examine federal funding universities receive. Boom. That's it in a nutshell. No federal funding. If you're going to be anti-Semitic and you're going to talk, all they talk about is Islamophobia and they talk about everything else. What about the anti-Semites? If you're anti-Semitic, no college funding from the government, please. You know, and, here Biden calls Japan xenophobic for not exempting many immigrants. Look at this. But, you know, maybe they just put Biden in. Just put him away. I mean, honestly. NYPD body cam. I'm reading the stories here. Video shows officers going into Columbia University building taken over by anti. We saw that, of course. So this is all the stories. San Diego is where most migrant crossings are happening. And Mark Morgan will break that down for us. So it's Joe on the radio. We got a lot to get into. Liz Peek's going to join us, and we're going to see what's going on with these campus riots and what's going on with the trial. We're going to talk about Newark, New Jersey, and all the great work that Newark is doing. Mike Davis is with us as well, and Debbie Duhame is on the road. 7:19. We'll get into it now. Sometimes I just like to take 4 hours and be silly for 4 hours. You know, wouldn't that be nice, Debbie? You know,
yes, that's fun. Talk about, definitely.
Mm-hmm. You know, and talk and have fun with Joey Sebelia and his new love life. That I hope we don't ruin it for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope the same thing.
Yeah, which, sounds like she's a catch. That's good.
A catch. That's what you call it. That's it. Hey, Deb, how we doing traffic wise? 19 after 7, and Liz Peek's coming up in a moment. Thank you, Deb.
Let's see what's happening, guys. Alternate side parking rules suspended for religious observance. Metered parking rules in effect. Inbound George Washington Bridge, a 30-minute delay. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 20. And if you're heading over to 495 eastbound, getting in toward the Lincoln, it's a disabled truck approaching the toll. So it's causing some traffic to build up quickly here at the Lincoln. If you're heading to the Holland, that's about 20 from both approaches. 95 is still closed in both directions as you head into Norwalk exit 14. It's all due to yesterday's tanker truck fire. Again, damage done to the bridge above 95 here in Norwalk, and they are still working at the scene. Watch for slowdowns on the Sprain North at 100B. It's an accident right in Greenberg. And over on Route 1 north at Plainfield Avenue, Edison, a collision. It's in the right lane. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey, Joe on the radio. How you doing? Great to have you with us this morning. I love telling you about Relief Factor. You know, it's a good idea for Mother's Day, too. Am I right? You know, you put a little Relief Factor and whatever in the package that you're given. It's $19.95. You have nothing to lose. You can take a picture of the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit, you know, and tell your mom. Over a million people have tried this Quick Start Kit from Relief Factor. Nearly 70% go on to order more. 100% drug-free, Mom. I know you're aching with the aches and pains, the elbow, the back, the knee. And we love you, and we want you out of pain. And so you get the 3-week Quick Start Kit from Relief Factor for Mother's Day. Not bad, huh? Yeah, look at me. Look at me. I know what I'm talking about. Hey, it's only $19.95. Still that 3-week quick start kit from Relief Factor. And it comes with the feel better or your money back guarantee. If mom doesn't feel better, you get your money back. But I think she will. So many people are now using and getting out of pain with Relief Factor. 800, the number 4, the word relief, 100% drug free. Turmeric, omega-3s, resveratrol, 100% drug-free. That is vital. Pills will mask the pain. Relief Factor stops the inflammation that causes the pain. 800-4-RELIEF. Visit, please, relieffactor.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The monthly employment report for April is released today. Economists are predicting 243,000 new jobs were created, and the unemployment rate held steady at 3.8%. The job market has remained surprisingly resilient. Economist Stephanie Pomboy of Macro Mavens is seeing a trend of businesses keeping staff but still pulling back.
I think companies are saying, look, we got burnt after COVID trying to get people back to work. We're not going to run out and cut heads. We're going to chip away their hours and give them less hours.
Hershey Foods earnings come out this morning. It continues to see strong demand for its chocolate candies and other products, but it's been dealing with higher prices for cocoa and sugar. Auto parts company American Axle reports today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
The elites want more control through digital currencies in a cashless society. This is Stephen K. Bannon, and I believe gold is the answer to safeguard your wealth, especially if you own your gold inside of a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting SHELTER to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SHELTER to the number 989898 to claim your free info kit today.
Message and data rates may apply.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Here is this week's medical minute with Dr. Neil Nandy of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
Numerous advanced immunotherapies have been developed that do not suppress the entire immune system, but only focus on gut healing. These medicines are typically known as biologics and can be delivered as infusion therapies through the IV or subcutaneous self-injections. There are other medicines that are not biologics called small molecules, which are provided as oral tablets. Sometimes surgery is necessary and can remove the inflamed area altogether. Ultimately, the goal is to dramatically improve and regain the patient's quality of life.
This medical minute is sponsored by InfuCareRx, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCareRx. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about Connors and Sullivan. You know, you have to get a will. You have to get a trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, and estate plan. Please plan this. And if you're thinking about it, I put it off forever. And then my big son, my wartime consigliere, Joey, goes, Dad, you know, don't you advertise for Connors and Sullivan? I said, yeah, Mike and Beth are friends. And we want you to go see them because you should really, get your affairs in order, quote unquote. You know, because you never know nowadays, you know. And that's exactly what I did. And you don't like to even think about it, but they make it so easy at Connors and Sullivan. You get a free, and I said free, initial consultation with an attorney. You want to go to Brooklyn? Great. I went to Brooklyn. You go to Brooklyn. I went to Manhattan as well. You can go to Manhattan. Offices in Queens. Offices on Staten Island. Let me give you the number for Connors and Sullivan for that free initial consultation with an attorney. They've been protecting people, planning their estates, protecting families for over 40 years, helping people like you and me. 718-238-6500, please. 718-238-6500 or visit ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Okay, here we go. 726 on AM970, The Answer. It's Friday. It's May 3rd, you can believe that. And Liz P., kind enough to join us, Fox News contributor. Liz, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this Friday morning?
Good morning. Well, I always love a Friday morning.
Yeah, I know. Here we go. We get silly on Fridays. I have ADD on Fridays, but then I have to go to the heart of the matter, and I'm seeing all the nonsense unfold throughout the country, and then we turn to your piece in the Hill, if I may. Biden finally breaks his silence on the campus riots, but he's still hedging his bets. I thought it was just this guy. It would have been better off if he didn't say anything. Walk us through what you wrote in the Hill, if you would, Liz, please.
Well, look, I think what we've seen from Joe Biden is, first of all, a reluctance to even speak out about these riots that have taken over campuses all across the country. And, you know, it's pretty remarkable. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's concerned about this uprising of not just pro-Palestinian sentiment, but anti-Semitism, of course, and also anti-Americanism. I mean, these are, you know, kind of back to the bad old days of Occupy Wall Street and Black Lives Matter, when quickly a movement that was founded perhaps in a genuine concern got taken over by Antifa and other radicals who basically hate this country. So it's been an unbelievable two or three weeks that Joe Biden simply hasn't said anything. Finally, yesterday, he actually spoke up. He found his big boy voice and decided that he had to weigh in on it after, by the way, enormous pressure from not just Republicans, but even people in his own party saying, where are you? And in fact, where's Joe Biden trended on X for a whole day before he finally spoke out? And Joe, he spoke for 3.5 minutes.
Yep.
And sure, he said the usual platitudes about we condemn anti-Semitism, we condemn hate speech. But then he had to couple that with, and, you know, we're very concerned about Islamophobia and kind of hectored the American people about being anti-Islam. Where's that even been an issue on any of these college campuses? I don't believe it really has been. So since day one, that's not fair. Since day about 20 of the Israel Hamas conflict, Joe Biden has basically hopped onto the side of being a pro-Israel, staunch supporter, to being then very nervous about polling that shows that's unpopular with certain segments of our population, and deciding that he was actually going to be very concerned about Palestinian people. So I just think we've lacked leadership. We've lacked moral certitude on the part of the president. I don't think this is hard. You should be condemning totally, 100%, these anti-Jew symbols and slogans appearing on college campuses, as, by the way, Eric Adams has done. Who would have thunk it? But there's Eric Adams talking about being a proud American. Good for him.
Yeah, exactly. Unlike what happened with Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom in California and UCLA, we didn't hear anything. And you put it right in your piece that Joe Biden's like a cat on a hot tin roof, Liz Peek writes, hopping back and forth between supporting Israel and showing his concern for the Palestinians. But, you know, we had Congressman Gottheimer on the show yesterday, Liz, and Josh said, he goes, in Tenafly, New Jersey, in his district, there's a family, and what's with the family? They have a son being held hostage by Hamas. Yeah. It's Tenafly, New Jersey. And we appreciate the congressman mentioning that because the president sure isn't talking about it. Chuck Schumer's not talking about it. Who are these people? Where are their heart and soul? Guys like Schumer and guys like Biden, they're like grifters, I guess. You know, I don't see a soul in this, in President Biden at all, this peak.
Well, I 100% agree with you. What does he stand for? What does he believe in? I have no idea. And I think what he stands for is whatever the latest poll suggests he should stand for. But to your point, I think it's unbelievable that Chuck Schumer hasn't come out and talked about this. Other Democrat Jewish leaders have just been mute. And again, it's because this wacko, what Senator Kennedy calls the pro-Hamas wing of the Democratic Party, has decided that, you know, progressives aren't going to come out and vote for Joe Biden if he goes hard against the pro-Palestinian riots that we've been seeing. Remember, in 2020, Joe Biden did a deal with the devil, Bernie Sanders, and agreed to adopt his large parts of his agenda in order to get the Bernie bros out to vote for him. That's what he's looking at now, and they're scared to death that they won't do it.
But you can't, and correct me if I'm wrong, Liz, I always think you can't marginalize. It's like when I get into talk radio, I was talking about this yesterday, some of my radio guys said, Joe, you can't marginalize. You got to go in and you got to know what, you have to have in your heart what you're thinking. You got to talk about it and not marginalize. You do that on television. You do that in your writings. Liz Peek, we appreciate that. But this guy is wavering. This Biden guy is wavering. He's got to come out and say, this is Jew hatred. It's hate for the Jew. And answer me this, what gets me crazy is, and we're going to talk to Congressman Scalise, and the majority leader is going to join us, and thank God he's put that anti-Semitism bill. There has to be an anti-Semitism bill in the House of Representatives, Liz Peek. What is that? And then yet Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, and Cori Bush are where? In the House of Representatives, and they're all Democrats, and they hate Israel, and they hate America. What a time we're living in, huh?
What a time we're living in. I have to tell you, if I told my kids at some point in their lives, this is a little akin to having people turn against blacks and how shocking that will be for them because they grew up in a time where, thankfully, we are all looking beyond race, or we hope to look beyond race. Yeah. I grew up in an era when anti-Semitism was probably the most vile thing that you could talk about, that you could express. And now, all of a sudden, it's everywhere. And by the way, a year ago, Joe Biden, with great fanfare, published and brought forward movement, you know, an executive order to combat anti-Semitism. This is a year ago, so it was already an issue, except then, you know, all of a sudden it became a political issue. Yeah. He kind of has walked away from that 100%. So I find this really disgusting.
Yeah, and Liz Peek writes, Biden needs to call out those funding and organizing the anti-American flag-burning protests as New York City Mayor Eric Adams has done. Right on the money. Liz, before we let you go, on the whole Donald Trump situation with the trial, it's interesting that what Biden is doing and what the Democrats are doing and allowing this to happen, and then Donald Trump shows up at a firehouse in New York bringing pizzas. I mean, even people who just weren't sure about Trump, they're on the fence, you know, if Donald Trump continues just doing what he's doing, maybe we could turn this whole thing around in a positive way. And we're seeing a new branding of President Trump, correct?
Well, yes, and I agree with you. But honestly, the alternative is too horrible to think about because four more years of this division is just too dreadful to think about, isn't
Amen.
It?
Amen. Liz, great. Listen, yeah. Have a great, well-deserved weekend, Liz. Always great having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.
You too, Liz. Liz Peek right there. We re-X the article from The Hill that is a must-read this morning. 7:34, and we're going to go to Newark, New Jersey, hometown of my parents, coming up with Kathy Ahern O'Brien, and we're going to talk about all the great work that the Hyacinth Foundation is doing. Mike Davis is going to join us at the 8 o'clock hour. General Jack Keane is with us. Mark Morgan is going to talk about the border. Larry Elder, my buddy, and yes, the majority leader, my dear friend, Congressman Steve Scalise, a true American hero, will join us on the show as well. So we are locked. We are loaded at 7:35. Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 degrees at 7:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA says nearly 200 so-called ghost vehicles have been seized in a crackdown on fake and altered license plates. The agency also says 56 arrests were made and more than 1,300 summonses issued for unpaid tolls, driving unregistered vehicles, and driving with suspended licenses, among other offenses. The offenders racked up more than $1 million in unpaid tolls and fees, judgments, and debts. The enforcement operation took place on Monday and Wednesday and involved agencies like New York State Police, Port Authority Police, and the New York City Sheriff's Office. We're also getting some breaking news. The NYU University has asked the NYPD to begin to move in to start breaking up the protesters that are there. We'll have more for you as soon as we get it. Path riders can now pay contact-free at all of its New Jersey stations. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says the tap-and-go payment system activated at the Newport station last week. The option to pay digitally, like via Apple Pay, is now available at all seven stations in the Garden State, as well as the World Trade Center and 33rd Street stations in Manhattan. All New York stations are on track to be enabled by the end of the summer. In sports, the Knicks are in the second round of the NBA playoffs. They squeaked out a 118-115 win over the 76ers in Game 6 of their playoff series. Yankees dropped their series finale against the Orioles, falling in Baltimore 7-2. And the Mets walked off the Cubs at Citi Field a 7-6 victory in 11 innings to split their four-game series. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. 95 is still closed in both directions at exit 15 in Norwalk, and it's all due to this accident from yesterday morning involving a tanker truck. It looks like everything's still closed and maybe closed throughout the weekend here on 95 over in Norwalk. Try to avoid that, please. Let's see what's happening as you head to the inbound GWB. That's a 30-minute delay. Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 20. Holland Tunnel looks like about a 25-minute delay. The Sprain is busy northbound at 100B, getting into Greenberg with a collision being cleared, and heading over to Route 1 southbound, moving slowly through Edison. Northbound Route 1 at Plainfield Ave in Edison, it's an accident. That one is still being cleared, so prepare for delays. 80 West exit 55 in Totowa, it's a crash. That one's still being cleared. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules in effect. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Let me tell you about LifeVac. I have LifeVac. I have the device right in my hand. And I have to tell you this. Approximately 5,000 choking deaths in the U.S. occur each year, okay? One child dies every 5 days from choking. And did you know older adults are at increased risk of choking? It's a large food is the main cause. Ever pop like a small bite-sized food in your mouth, like peanuts, grapes, popcorn, and then it gets stuck like that. Well, I'm telling you, LifeVac is a simple rescue device that can change a life in a choking emergency, and that has saved thousands of lives. Arthur Lee is my dear friend. He came up with the concept, invented LifeVac. They make it right there in Long Island, by the way. FDA registered, made in the United States of America. And it's very, very simple. LifeVac works in three simple steps. Place, push, pull. You need a LifeVac. We invite you to go to the website, lifevac.net. It's LIFEVAC, lifevac.net. You get your kit at the LifeVac kit at your home. You get it in your car. If I hear one more story, when I met the beautiful families there that were saved by LifeVac, their kids were choking. And then LifeVac saved. Someone had it in his car. I told you that about a restaurant, and the kid was choking. And the guy ran out to his car, got LifeVac, came in, and he just suctioned out the obstruction in the person's throat. I think it was it might have been a baby, yeah, and saved the baby's life. And then Arthur Lee puts all those beautiful pictures of all those beautiful children they saved and older Americans as well, on a wall in Long Island. It is so moving. Will you get your life back, please? You got to get your life back. Every single American, every school, every organization should have a life back nearby. Lifefact.net. It's lifefact.net.
The Caribbean is calling. Dennis Prager here. I invite you to join me on a Bible cruise this November in the Caribbean. Imagine 9 days of basking in the sun surrounded by the stunning beauty of a tropical paradise. We'll cruise to the vibrant islands of Half Moon Cay, Curaçao, Bonaire, and more while making unforgettable memories with like-minded travelers. Stroll through Curaçao's iconic pastel-colored shops and snorkel in Bonaire's world-class coral reefs. You'll enjoy some of the most delicious cuisine aboard Holland America's Rotterdam, a fantastic destination itself with riveting shows and spectacular views. This experience is more than a vacation. It's a chance to participate in profound discussions. The fresh insights I will share with you about the books of the Bible and current events should energize and challenge you. Mark your calendars November 29th to December 8th, 2024. Learn more and secure your spot on this once-in-a-lifetime adventure by calling 855-565-5519 or booking online at PragerBibleCruise.com.
All right. Thank you, Dennis Prager. Can I tell you about Brosnan Risk? Brosnan Risk Consultants, you know, they're the premier business in the investigative and security field in the United States. Brosnan Risk Consultants, founded by Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. Now more than ever, you got to be diligent in protecting the business that you work so hard to grow, the family you cherish, and the lifestyle you've achieved. And there is Brosnan Risk Consultants for you. Keep your business healthy. You could put a Brosnan van right outside your business, and believe me, people will know. The bad people will know. They'll know Brosnan Risk is there. They ain't coming near your business. Also, if you've got some kind of investigative work that you need within your business, Brosnan Risk Consultants is there for you. And then most importantly for me, of course, is protecting your family. That's what Brosnan Risk does. You call Brosnan Risk, they're discreet, and you won't even know they're there. They will keep your family safe. They've been doing this for 25 years, operational in 45 states, over 500 cities. So don't settle for second best. You got to do the right thing the first time. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigations and security services. Will you call for an assessment, please? 800-590-2180. 800-590-2180. Or go online to BrosnanRisk.com. It's B-R-O-S-N-A-N, risk.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Today's Newark Trivia Question is brought to you by Calandra's Bakery, family-owned and operated since 1962, originating in Newark, with three bakeries delivering products to more than 500 supermarkets, delis, and restaurants in the tri-state area.
All right, it's time again as the Joe Piscopo Show celebrates the city of Newark, New Jersey. For the next month, we will be reading a daily trivia question about Newark. And if you're the first caller at 877-970-2999 to correctly answer the trivia question, you will receive a $50 gift card from Calandra's Bakery, family-owned and operated since 1962 and originated in Newark with three bakeries, by the way. Calandra's has been delivering products to more than 500 supermarkets, delis, and restaurants in the tri-state area, all breads handmade with only four ingredients and no preservatives. All right, here's today's Newark trivia question. What well-known author of The Red Badge of Courage was from Newark? What well-known author of The Red Badge of Courage was from Newark? Be the first caller at 877-970-2999, and you'll receive that $50 gift card from Calandra's Bakery, family-owned and operated since 1962, originating in Newark, New Jersey. And we wish you all the very, very best. Let me, if I may, go to Kathy Ahern O'Brien, President and CEO of the Hyacinth AIDS Foundation. Kathy, welcome to the show. Very nice of you to join us this morning, and a good Friday to you.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
You know what? I'm okay. It's Friday. We're a little loosey-goosey today, you know, but it's okay. It's okay. But I have to applaud you at Hyacinth, what you're doing in the great city of Newark. It's something that we'd like to highlight. Tell us about the mission of Hyacinth, if you would, Kathy.
Sure thing. So Hyacinth's mission is to help people live with HIV, to stop the spread of the epidemic, and to serve as a critical voice.
So, you know, and we talked to, I always mentioned Jimmy Gonzalez, James Gonzalez from Broadway House, and we talked to some other folks, you know, from different organizations in Newark on HIV and AIDS. Still out there. You know what I mentioned yesterday? We were talking with Dr. Perry yesterday. So I when I was on Broadway, that was, it really devastated that whole community on Broadway. AIDS did, HIV did. And we would do Actors Equity Against AIDS, and we would raise money at the end of every show. We would do a little speech. But it's still out there, but you can get a handle on it with help from Hyacinth AIDS Foundation, correct?
Absolutely. We know we have the tools to stop this, right? We know that if we get somebody on medication and the viral load, if the amount of virus in their body becomes undetectable, they will not transmit HIV to another person. And we also know that if we can work with the groups who are most at risk of a transmission, we can get them onto PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis, and then they will not receive the, they will not become infected. So between the two, right, the biomedical preventions, we can stop this.
You know what I was thinking too, Kathy? Yeah, we were talking to Dr. Perry Halkitis yesterday, and I know everybody's working so hard in Newark like that, but I'm wondering that the cocktail, it's like a cocktail, the AIDS cocktail that you came up with, and that seemed to be the way to work with the COVID virus early on. I know a lot of folks that worked in AIDS. Interesting that, because there's no real vaccine for AIDS that we know of, correct, Kathy?
Correct. There's no vaccine. And, you know, Dr. Perry, who's actually a member of the board of Hyacinth, is clearly one of the leaders on HIV prevention. He's a great guy to talk to. But, you know, the challenge is that even when you use the word cocktail, right, the medications now are so easy to take. We have injectable medication that you can take once every 2 or 3 months.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not in the old days where you're taking 20 pills. That you have to time with food, that you have to refrigerate, that you have to, the efficacy of how you handle taking these medications is so much easier. The goal is to get everybody who's living with HIV to know their status and get them the proper medications.
You know, it's so interesting because one of my best friends, he's a mentor and he's in the pharmaceutical business. He's the guy, the first guy in the 80s to come up with what I told you about, that cocktail, and not unlike what you're talking about right now. He kind of invented it, and he bought a lot of the AIDS practices from doctors all around the country, and here we are. So it's nice that you're working on that. Yeah, Dr. Perry Halkitis, by the way, from Rutgers. I want to make sure I got that plug in, Kathy, you know. But we're talking, Kathy is from the Hyacinth AIDS Foundation. Where can we find you? Give us a website, perhaps, Kathy, and we applaud what you're doing in New York. Yeah, please.
Thanks. Yeah, our website is www.hyacinth.org. You know, we currently have a site in Newark at 194 Clinton Avenue, but we've just signed a lease for a larger space at the corner of Washington and Academy Streets, 201 Washington Street, and we're hoping to be in there this summer.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations on that. Newark, I tell you what, you know, my family, I keep thinking about my dad and my mom. My mom was born in Newark. Where are you from, Kathy, if I may ask?
I'm from Bergen County.
There you go. Well, we appreciate all the great work that you're doing in Newark, New Jersey, Kathy. Hey, listen, have a great weekend. Keep up the great work, and please come back anytime and always.
Okay, thanks so much, Joe. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kathy. Kathy Ahern O'Brien, President and CEO of the Hyacinth AIDS Foundation. You know what I love? That we are like on this radio show, and you know, we always talk politics most of the time, you know, and we go back and forth and we get crazy and we don't get crazy. And me and Al and Joe and Debbie, we always have fun. But I have to tell you, it gives me a great solace to be able to present to you a city like Newark, New Jersey, really helping the communities. And you people forget about it, you know? And the analogy I use is as how, and I was enlightened. I had no idea. No idea. I had mentors who enlightened me. Joe, you want to help out? Here's how you can help out. You go into Newark, and that's where I put in the Boys and Girls Clubs. We put a gym in the Boys and Girls Club. And then you see a whole different world, you know? So that's why I think I get so upset when they accuse us of being racist, accuse us of being out of touch, accuse us of voting for the wrong person. We're all in this together, and you got to reach out. As a matter of fact, what Kathy is doing, what Dr. Halkidis is doing, they are right in the heart of the matter and helping people who need it the most. And that's what we're about on this radio show. So we may get crazy politically, so, and I appreciate you staying with it, but don't forget, because when I tell you about even food for the poor, we tell you about helping out people there, but for the grace of God go all of us, and we can't forget about that. And just keep our, I was going to say our, you know, just a goodness toward mankind. How about that? How about that coming from me? Huh? Come on. Yeah. After we're all, listen, in a minute, I'll be talking about.
You'll be yelling at somebody.
And even though I'm not going to lose it. I'm not going to lose it. I lost it yesterday. That's it. Once every few years, maybe. I say, you know. But really, sure. We all have. You know what gets me crazy? They go, Joe's this, Joe's that. Look at, they're talking about this. Who votes for that? Everybody just stop. We're all in this together. And we could. Oh, if we all just join together, because they always say, the country's so divided. You got people who are making a business of dividing us. And I think the press is complicit. Because, you know, you come on this show, and I know what's right. I know what's wrong. I get upset with this president, this guy Biden. I have no idea what he's doing. You know what I mean? But there's no hate. It's just, let's get to the end game is to bring us all together, to unify as a great country and continue the greatness of America. And look what's happening around the world. I'm telling you, it's coming here to America, and we got to stop it. But I think it's a concerted effort, and we got to be on our game. How's that, Debbie? Fair enough? Fair enough. Very okay, fair. There we go. Very there fair. We go.
Yes, yes.
Oh, but you got to love, and I know your heart goes out, and you help out so many charities. And when I go, and I, again, enlightened by friends to go into the inner cities of America and to help out folks, you know, who are in situations that a lot of people just don't understand, that's doing God's work. And I know you're front and center in that regard, Debbie Duhame, and we applaud you for that. Well, hey, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, Debbie's on the roads checking out traffic on an AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. And it's a big mess in Connecticut on 95. Everything is still closed in both directions at exit 15 in Norwalk. It's all due to yesterday's tanker truck fire. It looks like the bridge was damaged over 95 here in Norwalk. They're still working at the scene. That's probably going to be closed throughout the weekend. So please keep that in mind. You may want to hop onto the Merritt Parkway, but a lot of alternate volume there. Let's go out to the Sprain north at 100B. An accident just being cleared. We're seeing some delays on the Van Wyck northbound, moving slowly up toward Atlantic Avenue. Eastbound Gowanus heavy through 38th. More volume eastbound BQE up toward Cadman Plaza. Over on 80 West, exit 55 in Totowa, it's a collision, and traffic is still slowing down this morning as you take a ride over to the Southern State eastbound, that ramp at the Belt Parkway. It looks like an unauthorized truck, so watch for some delays there. Alternate side parking suspended. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher hasn't seen anything like what we're seeing.
Colleges all over America are under siege by people who hate Israel and the Jews. And a whole bunch of faculty members are supporting it. It's wild what we're witnessing right now in this country. It's off the charts wild.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
A whole generation of kids knows little or nothing about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. The day our nation was attacked and 2,977 people were killed. Today, more than 80,000 people are suffering with 9/11 related illnesses. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation's 9/11 Institute helps educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about 9/11. The 9/11 Institute offers nonfiction, first-person accounts told through videos and the Discovering Heroes book series. The curriculum teaches about 9/11 while teaching kids skills. The Institute has a speakers bureau for classrooms, providing access to 9/11 first responders, survivors, and loved ones. A mobile exhibit, a tractor trailer that's an interactive museum with 9/11 artifacts. To never forget, we must educate future generations. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. T, the number 2, and t.org.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about law enforcement against drugs, and then we'll get to weather with Stephen, because I love telling you about LEAD. This is Nick DeMauro's organization, and our good friend Nick DeMauro, the executive director and CEO of LEAD, has a first-of-its-kind show, and it's every Saturday at noon right here on AM 970, The Answer, and it's called Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD Guy, and that's Nick. And he talks to experts, educators, law enforcement officials about important issues that affect you and your family, like bullying, drug addiction, violence in schools. This is a curriculum that you put right into your schools. This is genius. I'm telling you, I've seen it. And I said, my friend Stacy introduced me to Nick. Nick shows me LEAD. And now I got to tell you, and now LEAD is kind enough to come onto this radio station, and they have their own radio show. It's called Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD Guy, and Nick DeMauro is leading the charge. Bring this curriculum into your school. It's what we need now more than ever. In the meantime, let's listen to Nick, 12 noon, Saturdays, Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD Guy. And for more information, please go to leaddrugs.org, LEADrugs.org.
Today's weather report is sponsored by Diamondback Ready Mix. When you're looking for concrete materials for your next construction project, call on the experts of Diamondback Ready Mix, New York and New Jersey's number one premier family-owned concrete supplier, proudly located on Staten Island, providing concrete services for commercial, municipal, and residential general contractors. 718-650-5649.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Stephen Parr is with us. Stephen, how you doing? Happy Friday to you, my friend. How you doing? How you doing?
You know, I'm doing great with that music in the background. It's Friday. I'm in love, man. We got the Cure here.
I know. There you go. Hey, Stephen, by the way, Storm Guides meteorologist. I want to get the plugs in, my friend. Host of American Ground Radio. That is Saturdays at 5 p.m. AM 970, The Answer. We love it. What do you got on the radio show, if I may ask, this weekend, Stephen?
We've got the American Mamas coming on the show. So Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson, we like getting a female perspective on the news. They're going to be talking about the Trump trial there going on in New York.
Cool.
And we got a great bright spot out of Texas. We always like to highlight something that's going well in the country. We've got something for you coming up on the show. So you're going to want to tune in on Saturday. It's going to be a great
Anything positive, my brother. That's great. Hey, weather-wise, so it's going to cool down a little bit next couple of days, yes?
Yeah, it's a little bit cool. You know, I know how much you liked yesterday with highs up in the 80s, but today we're looking at those highs pretty close actually to average for this time of year. The average temperature for this time of year is 68 degrees. I'm forecasting for about 67 on average. So we're pretty close to an average spring day here in New York. You'll see a few clouds coming on across. Tomorrow's another nice day, too. High temperatures in the mid-60s. Now, as you get late Saturday and into Sunday, we are expecting some showers to come through. Could see some thunderstorms with that. I'm not expecting any severe weather or anything damaging, but it is going to be wet across the entire area on the day on Sunday. So make sure you get out a chance to enjoy at least part of today or tomorrow. Should be nice weather.
Great. Well done, Stephen, as always. Talk to you next hour, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, man, take it. Stephen Parr right there. Stephen Parr. And we'll listen to Stephen on Saturdays, 5 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. It's American Ground Radio. Hey, Joe Piscopo, you got to keep it right there if you'd be so kind to do that. Mike Davis is the man that knows more about this Trump trial than anybody else, and he will join us live on the radio from Article 3. General Jack Keane next hour as well. Mark Morgan's going to jump on with us next hour. It was a big 8 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock, Larry Elder, my buddy's going to join us. And the great congressman, the majority leader in the House of Representatives, Mr. Steve Scalise. Joe Piscopo, live, coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
57 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Four Catholic schools in New York City shutting down at the end of the academic year. The Archdiocese of New York and Diocese of Brooklyn say two schools in Brooklyn, along with one each in Queens and the Bronx, will not reopen in September. Lower enrollment and a change in demographics are being pinpointed as the reasons for the closures. Officials say affected families will be able to go to neighboring Catholic schools. Formerly incarcerated individuals in New Jersey could soon be eligible for jury duty. Governor Murphy has announced his support for legislation that calls for restoring the right to serve to those residents. Murphy says this builds on his administration's belief in second chances and continued commitment to empowering communities of color. There are currently around 500,000 formerly incarcerated Garden State residents, disproportionately people of color, barred from jury service for life. A new elementary school in Brooklyn is being renamed after an NYPD detective. The school, PS331, being renamed after Win Jin Liu, who was killed in the line of duty back in 2014. It's the first school in Brooklyn ever named after an Asian American and the second in New York City. Meantime, Liu's daughter, conceived through IVF and born 2 years after his death, will be receiving full police benefits. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.